Mississippi leads the nation in both adult and child obesity, and 1,600 deaths in the state are linked to diabetes each year. So elected officials in the country's heaviest state are setting an example by adopting healthier habits. Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Carl Gibson explains.
At 6 a.m. on a recent weekday morning, when many of their constituents were still asleep, dozens of Mississippi lawmakers and state government employees were at the gym working out. Instructors bark commands at the 60 people during a martial arts aerobic session at the Millsaps College Gymnasium. 4 days a week, these lawmakers meet before the sun rises. They work out in the weight room, run a mile, and do aerobics. As he wipes sweat from his brow, Representative Mark Formby says so far, they've lost a total of 1,300 pounds since January.
You know, the coaches are great. They're real mean, you know, but they're great. That was probably the hardest thing for a bunch of legislators to get used to, is somebody screaming in your face.
Last year, House Public Health Chairman Steve Holland tipped the scales at 348 pounds. He realized he needed to make some changes. He underwent bariatric surgery and is eating healthier and working out during these early morning sessions. Now he weighs 223 pounds.
I am beating my alarm clock up now by 20 to 30 minutes. It's so habitual to me. It don't matter how rough I live the night before, how much I party, no matter what I drink, care forth with, by gosh, I'm going to be at this program in the morning because I am committed like a hog. I'm committed to the program.
Mississippi statistics show 40% of all children are either overweight or obese. But it's not all bad news. Earlier this month, First Lady Michelle Obama came to Jackson to support several state health initiatives, including Let's Go Walking Mississippi. Governor Haley Barbour has championed the program, but Mrs. Obama still challenged the overweight governor to lead by example.
We all have to check in on the governor, make sure that, because he's promised me he's going to get moving.
The First Lady visited a school that has a new walking trail and learned about an effort to replace deep fryers with conventional steam ovens. Health activists say these are all good steps, but James Zervios with the Obesity Action Coalition says it takes permanent commitments to health and wellness to keep weight off.
There has to be lifestyle and behavioral changes. You go back into your regular lifestyle again, and you're not doing the portion sizes, you're not getting your exercise in, and you start to see the weight come back.
And that can be difficult in a place like Mississippi. Its traditional southern cuisine and lack of sidewalks and bike paths don't help. Still, Representative Formby says he'd also like to see public schools with more stringent physical education programs and people eating healthier at home.
Most of us learned to eat at our mama's kitchen table, where we were taught to eat everything on our plate. And if we ate everything on our plate, we could have seconds. And then if we ate all our seconds, we could have dessert. And we washed it all down with, you know, super sweet tea, which I still enjoy, and I'm still cheating on that. But, you know, so the training has got to start early in life.
Back at the gymnasium after an hour-long workout, lawmakers high-fived each other. They hope to lose another 200 pounds before the end of the state legislative session next weekend. For NPR News, I'm Carl Gibson in Jackson, Mississippi.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.